But first, we turn to a report from a holding facility for young migrants. The United States government hasn't figured out what to do with the tens of thousands of children arriving from Central America. Right now, they're being held in primitive conditions as they await deportation hearings. But one group of Las Vegas pastors is hoping to make the process a little more comfortable for the children and families coming to the United States. Pastor Joel Menchaca and Pastor Catherine Obenauer recently returned from Port Hueneme Naval Base in Oxnard, California, where 600 of the children are being held. And now they are part of an effort to collect toiletries and other goods to donate to the immigrants. Joel Menchaca is the pastor at Amistad Christiana Church, and Catherine Obenauer is a pastor at Mary Magdalene Friends United Church of Christ. Thank you both for joining us this morning. It's good to have you
here. Thank you for having us.
You just returned from the naval base, and I understand you couldn't get in, but what did you hear from those people who did go into the base? Conditions, age of children, things like that. What did you learn?
Well, actually, we got a very positive report back from them, which is always delightful. We like getting those positive reports. They said that everyone that they interviewed reported that they were being treated well, that they were made comfortable, and again, that's very important to us. There were a lot of us from various Christian churches in Southern California and Nevada that were present there. And so it was important to us to hear that kind of a positive report back.
So who is in this base? Where are the detainees coming from?
Well, they're coming from a lot of the Central American countries, certainly. They're coming from Honduras,
Nicaragua, mm-hmm. El Salvador. From Central America.
Mm-hmm. It's a long way. Why are the detainees coming all the way to the United States? Have you learned more about that?
Well, from the reports that we have received, they show that violence and not defer action is behind the surge of unaccompanied children crossing the border.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about there are many children there. What are the ages of the people who are?
They're from babies to about 18. We also have some older people there.
Hmm. What do these detainees need? I mean, you obviously went there to see how they were doing, and you now, as I mentioned a moment ago, you're part of an effort to collect some things for these immigrants.
Certainly they need refuge. That may be the most important thing that they need. They need care and support and protection from us, from we citizens here in the United States, certainly from we citizens here in Nevada. They need our care and our comfort. But there are some products that in particular we're asking for right now.
What I'm hearing is that this is much more than just a matter of collecting goods. You know, I've heard refuge kicked about in some of the stories that have been making rounds over the last several days. And I gather that is a part of what you ultimately are hoping to seek for these people as well.
See, we still don't know what the federal government is going to do with these children. Those that are left with no relatives over here, they will probably be put in different humanitarian places.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you would, Joel Menchaca, what do you see when you look at this picture?
I see the children there sleeping in the floor. They do have they're taken care of. I know that we don't have enough beds for them there, but did you see the two young girls there? They're talking. To me, it seems like they're saying, what comes next? Mm-hmm. They're afraid. Mm-hmm. I know they're afraid. Uncertainty. And that brought to me the attention as to what can we do, not only as churches, but as citizens of the United States. Can I add something? I don't know if it's okay to add this, but if they were children from a disaster area and they were fleeing, we would receive them as refugees. If they came from a war-torn country, we would receive them as refugees. These children, we're not looking at them as refugees.
Why do you think that is? We've heard stories of a lot of Central American countries now with tremendous amounts of violence within the countries. Why do we not look at these young people as refugees?
The president of Honduras came to the border, and she was wanting to talk to President Obama, but he did not go to the border, to let him know that it actually is a war. A war with the drug lords, a war with the gangs, and there's uncertainty, a lot of crime, a lot of... I could tell you statistics as to how much violence is in those countries. But since they are so close to us, we look at them as if... I understand that the children that come from Mexico, or people that come from Mexico, we deport them because they're so close. But these children are very far away. We should look at them as refugees and give refuge to them.
Pastor Catherine Obernoff.
Yes. Again, they are migrant children. They are migrating. That word has almost become politically inflamed. And we use the word migrant, and all of a sudden the hairs on the back of everyone's neck rises, and we have to put the word illegal in front of it. We choose not to put the word illegal in front of it. In fact, we choose to put the word refugee behind it, because these are children, adults, who are fleeing, as Pastor Joel said, for their safety, for the safety of themselves, and most assuredly for the safety of their children. How traumatic for a mother to make a decision to send her child away in order to protect it, in order to keep it alive, even if she is not able to go along. I can't even imagine.
Well, the whole subject, as you note, is so very, very divisive today. Why do you think ultimately the people will accept this group of migrants if they are given status in the United States, if they're allowed to stay here?
Well, I think, first of all, I think that there are a lot of politically active, very vocal people who are opposing any kind of immigration. There are a lot of us in this country, faithful members of all religious backgrounds, organizations, who understand that these are all God's children. And it is important for us, I believe, it is important for us to care for one another. I just think that that's critical. And so, again, because church people, again, from all religions, are willing to gather together and say, we will provide refuge. We will take in children into our homes, into our churches, and we will provide refuge to these people, because we understand the imperative to welcome the migrant.
Pastor Joel Menchaca leads Amistad Christiana Church, and Catherine Obernoff is a pastor at Mary Magdalene Friends United Church of Christ. Thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.